Ringmore and Bigbury Walk, Heritage. A monastery once occupied Burr Island just off the shore from Bigbury. A small chapel was built on the highest point of the island in medieval times, and you can still see the remains of the building there today. There was a hewer's hut, occupied by a lookout who would scan the seas for shoals of pilchard. When he spied one, he would shout and holler, bringing fishermen running for their boats. At one time, local boats made land as many as a million fish in a single day. The Pilchard Inn on the island dates from the 14th century. It was once the haunt of notorious Elizabethan smuggler Tom Crocker, and the place where he was eventually shot by the customs men. A tunnel, now bricked up, used to connect the inn to a cave on the beach where his smuggled goods were landed. In the 1920s, Burr Island was a trendy destination for the rich, famous and fashionable who came to stay at the hotel there. The hotel remains open and is one of the best survivors of the Art Deco era. The village of Ringmore is first mentioned in the manor of Remora in the Domesday Book of 1086. In fact, there was probably a settlement there well before then. Ringmore's pub, Journey's End, takes its name from the famous play by R.C. Sheriff about life in the World War I trenches. It was said to have been written in the inn. Before this, the pub, originally built to house the labourers who built the church, seems to have had a colourful history. Although described in a church document of 1685 as a house of good order and used for meetings of the very respectable town council, it actually had a false wall concealing a secret room where smugglers hid their contraband. All Hallows Church in Ringmore was built around 1240. By the 19th century, it was in a sorry state, to the extent that its rotting pews occasionally collapsed under worshippers during services. However, the little church was pulled back from the brink by an energetic Victorian rector, and today it's well kept and it's open to visitors. Another dynamic Ringmore rector, William Lane, roused local men to fight for the king during the English Civil War. He fired cannons at Roundhead soldiers crossing the bridge near Averton Gifford. Seeking revenge, Roundhead troops landed at Armour Cove and came after him. However, the rector stayed hidden in the church tower in Ringmore for 3 months and then managed to escape to France.